Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast.
Greetings. This won't be long. We'll get into your normal content right away here. Right aways, mayonnaise. Don't you worry. But first, I'd just like to tell you, Matt and I are really bad with calendars, especially me. So you're about to hear a whole bunch of like references to dates and times that are completely and utterly inaccurate. We re-recorded this before Matt left, and then we didn't really think about when it'd be coming out, so everything's messed up. But hey, that's okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Word to your mama.
That was good. That was good. One of my best zippity zip zaps.
And your mom's right there.
I love you, Mom.
Love you too, babe.
Oh, and Reagan's here. I love you, Reagan.
Love you too.
Wow, this is... Yeah, we're outside in Matt's backyard.
Welcome to my backyard.
Yeah. We're going mobile. This is the first time taking the podcast out of my backyard and...
Speaking of mobile...
I was just lecturing Matt in between takes about, like, following my segues, because I kept on setting up these segues, and now he's being obnoxious about this.
Did you say segue? Segues move? Guess who else is moving?
I am. I'm moving to Vancouver next week, but when you listen to this, I will already be there, because it'll be the 26th, and that'll be my first day of school. I'm going to Vancouver for school. So, yeah. That's it's going to be a change, so we're probably going to be recording like once a month rather than every 2 weeks, because you'll be in school and I'll be in school.
Yeah, we'll both be studious boys.
Studious. Well, not me, but you, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we're going to figure out, we were just testing out some ways to keep the banter going and to record a phone call so we can keep that going, and then also a better way to record Matt's stories abroad.
The stories. My essential stories, because they're great.
They are great. Yeah.
Yes.
Come so what other stories do you have now? Save for the memes.
You got this in control. You are Harry, you got the steering wheel.
Harry. I feel like you're being mean. No, I'm gonna miss you though a lot. As much as you're gonna
I'm gonna miss you even though you're the worst.
And as much Thanks. As you're the worst. You know, we haven't been apart for more than like a quick five since
quick
we were
five
like
minutes.
3 years old. So
yeah, yeah, I remember being in the bathroom too long and you'd be like knocking on the door.
Matt!
I'm like, Matt, I'm taking a poo.
Do you still do that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I'm taking my morning, you know, when I'm having a good morning, you just knock on my door and I'll be like, Matt, just a few.
Well, yeah, you're keeping me waiting. We got to drive
to
work.
Yeah, we carpool.
Yeah,
right.
We car.
Warming and then to downtown Saskatoon.
Yep. It's a round trip.
It's a round trip.
But who am I going to carpool with?
I don't know.
I wonder if anyone listening actually thinks that we do that. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, they do that. They carpool.
Why'd you use Timothy's voice?
Oh, because Timothy's great. I love Timothy.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'd use Timothy's voice a lot. Like, just in my daily life. Like, whenever something happens to me.
Hello!
I gotta shout out Tanner here. Okay, Tanner, once I paint it, I'll post it. But, like, Tanner got me, like, this little...
Yeah, for your birthday.
Yeah, this little, like, Timothy figure.
Yeah, he got me, like, a Timothy minifig.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He's, like, perfect. He's beautiful. So. Yeah.
He's very different from the little cartoon thing I drew.
But he's still perfect.
He's
like he's
an
like
old time detective, like
it's,
Detective Noir.
Yeah,
it's like
fan
art.
Yeah.
It's all
LA Noir.
It's just how you see it.
I think it's a game. I don't know. I've never played it.
LA Noir. Oh, this is it. I don't know if I want to talk about this story, but I'm going to anyways. So I was doing an improv show, and there was this game. It's called like themes. So you go through like different themes of movies, and one of the themes was film noir. And for some reason, me and my partner thought it was French. So we're on stage, there are like
oh no.
80 people in the crowd at Persephone Theater, and they go, film noir. And we go out there and we're like, oh, welcome here to film noir. And everyone was like, what? And then after the show, everyone was like, Matt, film noir is not French. And I was like, I don't know. Noir is French to me.
Well, it is. It's French for black.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, noir is good. So that's that. One of my many bright moments.
Yeah.
See, I've heard this story like a million times.
Yeah, Reagan knows all my stories.
He tells them like 5 times a day, and I'm there for all of them. So I'm like,
this has turned to Reagan venting about me.
And they're different every time. I'm like, new detail.
I have noticed that too, though, because like if I hear a story multiple times, which happens from time to time, I'll always learn something new. Or there'll be like a story like from when we were like, not what like a story that he's had for years, and he'll be telling it. And then he'll tell someone, like, we'll be with a new person, and he'll, like, share some important detail from the story. I'm like, I have never heard that detail. Like, that changes the whole story.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm the story guy.
It happens, and every time.
It's, like, all of a sudden, like, the fifth time you hear, like, this crucial detail that changes the whole story.
Yeah. This is great positive feedback. Thank you for this.
Your stories are great. They're funny.
It's like,
they're great.
It's like you tell a story 5 times about, like, free falling through the air, and then the fifth time you're like, but we had a parachute.
Exactly. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. But if you're the first 4 people, you think that you just, like, you know,
splat. Plummeted.
Yeah.
Skabloosh.
Skabloosh. But no, I'm excited to keep this podcast going in whatever way we can figure out while you're gone, so we can kind of stay connected and keep the memes a-flowing.
Keep the memes a-flowing, because that is the dreams.
It is the dream. Speaking of the dream.
Speaking of dreams!
I was segueing to the MS thing, so maybe don't meme that much. We're getting serious now.
Yeah.
Speaking of the dream is to cure MS. Yeah. So, pretty proud of that segue, actually.
That was a really good segue.
Thank you. My coworkers and I my boss is, and my coworkers and I, who are also my friends, because if they're listening to this, they don't like it when I call them coworkers. They're like, we're your pals. So yeah, my pals and my boss pals.
We're not co-workers.
We're pals.
We're pals who work at the same place.
Yeah, that's how it is, though.
Are they offended for, like, how you made them sound? Like, do they actually sound like that?
No, they don't. But yeah, no, for real.
You go to refuge?
Hey! The people at my work are, like, family. Like, we're, like, a little refuge family. But yeah, anyway, MS bike, we're doing it. It's a 55-kilometer bike.
Truck.
In support of MS. We would love it here at Bedtime Stories for Breakfast if you donated to that.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, you can look up MS bike on Google and then like click on the
Firstly,
Canadian
Google
one.
Google and then do that.
Sure. And then, there'll be a little donate button and then you can search for Team Refuge or you can search my name, Matthew Hildebrandt. But if you struggle with spelling, Team Refuge is probably the easier way to go.
It's a really good cause. It's really awesome what's going on. There's a lot of organizations who are doing something like that, which is really cool.
Yeah.
To see, because it's I don't really know much about MS, and I feel ashamed of that. But it's what I have heard is really sad, and it's really cool what people are doing for it.
So yeah, we're gonna go on this bike ride, and we're gonna raise some money. So if you'd like to be a part of that, we would love that. We're just gonna keep pestering about this until it's over. So prepare yourself.
It's good pestering, though.
It's good pestering.
We're not ashamed of it.
No. No, I'm fully ready just to commit to shoving this donation plug down your throats.
I'm really glad that, like, shoving, and I give you a look. It's like, where are you going with this?
Shoving the donation plug. Like, donate to MS, donate to MS, donate to MS. End MS, end MS, end MS.
End MS.
End MS.
End MS.
Stop memeing about this. This
Sorry.
Isn't... We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
So what do we? What is there? Any more things you want to check off the list?
Blue, 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 blue.
What?
Welcome, Stephen Tarter, to the studio. Stephen Tarter, are you here with us?
I'm. Yeah.
Awesome. It says here on this sheet that you just came back from space.
Yeah. You bet your buttons.
Would you like to tell us about that?
No.
Well, I guess you can tell us anything you
want.
But
I will tell you what happened at Walmart today.
What happened at Walmart?
So I was in the aisle, and I was grabbing some milk, and then this little child came up to me and slapped me right in my elbow. And then I turned around and said, "Kid, don't do that. I'm holding milk." And then the kid said, "I don't care about your milk." And then he slapped my jug. And then the jug fell. And it hit me. Right in my other foot. And then I said, kid. And then I kneeled down to get on his level to look him in the eyes. And then he reached into my mouth hole and grabbed my tongue. And then I screamed.
I must say, I'm deeply disturbed.
As you should be. Okay.
All right, well, now that you got that whole milk catastrophe, really, yes. What else could it be called?
It was even 2%. And, like, that's my favorite percent.
I'm more of a 3% guy.
Did you spill all your milk because of this kid?
The milk? It slowly leaked out of the jug and onto the ground. And then the ground became milky. And then the kid's shoes became milky. And he was wearing ones that lit up. And then they broke.
You know what else shines in a milky place? The stars in the Milky Way.
Yes. I have a story to tell you.
Perfect.
About my time at PetSmart.
Oh, man. Okay.
So after I went to Walmart, I was really upset because of the milk. So then I went to PetSmart to pet a little gerbil.
Okay.
So I went in there and I said, hello, little gerbil. And I went up to him. And then the gerbil hit me in my elbow.
The same elbow?
The same elbow. And then... It crawled between my thighs. And it tickled a lot. And so I started laughing. And then the woman came in and said, shh, the gerbils are trying to sleep, sir. And then I said, it hurt my elbow. And she said that they don't care about my elbow.
Were you all milky at this point? Maybe that's why they were kind of...
No.
They were trying to suck up your milk.
I wiped up the milk from my shoes.
Oh. It didn't get anywhere else then.
Well, it kind of got on my pants because they're really long. And they slumped down past my socks.
Interesting. You know what else is really long? The journey to space. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. I need to tell you about my journey on the bus, trying to get home. After I went to PetSmart, I sat on the bus, and I was sitting beside this old lady, and I was telling her about the story, and then she said, you know what she said? She said, have you seen my grandson? And I said, Grandma, it's me. And she said, oh, right, I couldn't recognize you because your pants were too milky. And your elbow was bruised. It was really sad.
You know what's so sad? How little we know about the world around us up in space.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you illuminate that for us?
Okay. You know what I'll illuminate? I went home, and the power was out. And so I called the power company, and I said, hey, I'm trying to open my light bulbs, and it's not working. And they said, oh, sorry, there's been a huge accident in the city involving milk, and it got into the lines, the power lines, and the whole city is out of power.
Those can't possibly be connected.
It wasn't.
You know what else sometimes feels like it's not connected?
What?
All the stars in the sky that when you connect them make constellations.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us about those?
Okay. I was really constipated.
No.
Because I had too much milk.
Oh, my stars.
Hey! When you signed up, like, you saw that this is, like, a storytelling podcast?
Yes, I'm really telling stories here.
This like, is typically, many stories.
Typically, the format's more like you take the listener on a journey.
Oh,
and it's,
okay.
yep. are usually made up.
I will do... I will make a story up for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's most important if you make the listener the main character.
Okay. Once upon a time, you were at Walmart. And you wanted some delicious 2% milk. Oh, no. So you went into the milk aisle and you grabbed the milk jug. And then a stupid kid came up to you and hit you right into your elbow. And then you dropped the milk and it hit your foot. And you were really sad. And so you bent down into the kid and you said, why? And then the kid did something else to you and it really hurt you.
What'd he do?
He grabbed your tongue.
See, that's the part you're making up, isn't it?
You want to see it?
Why did you leave that up the first time? It seems...
No, I said it the first time.
Oh, right, I just...
See, you're like our friend Matthew. He does that.
But he did say it the first time.
He did?
Yeah, he did. I just kind of tuned out, because like anytime there's hands and tongues and germs...
Yeah, I wish I could tune out it too.
Yeah, let it be known that I'm a germaphobe, for those listening who don't know.
It's very true.
For the tolerators, as we like to call you.
The Breakfast Club.
You know what I will not tolerate? Is milk turning off my power?
Well, I think you're really turning off listeners to this show. So we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I really enjoy it. You can email me the check, or you can just write it right now, or you can e-transfer me, or I can just take your money.
Sure. I'll just grab my wallet here.
Okay.
For a moment. Just give me a second.
Cookie?
Oh yeah, Reagan gives cookies.
Doesn't have milk.
I can get you a glass of milk. I got
cookies and two. That would be absolutely amazing.
A crisp 10 for you.
Thank you. That's really good. I appreciate it. See you later. I'm going to space.
So Reagan, didn't you like screen this guy? Didn't you like call him before? You booked him.
He seems like a great guy.
I talked to him. He's a great talker.
Yeah, he had great stories. Very real.
You know, I feel like I say this a lot on this show, but there's very little room for it to get worse. And it just did.
I you know what? I didn't hear it, but he seems like he's a really good guy. And he talked to me, and he's a great talker.
You know, I can't wait to just try and put some music and sound in there, because I don't really see any opportunities.
You can do like... milk spilling sounds?
Oh.
I don't know.
Did someone spill milk?
Oh, you don't remember.
There was much tears shed over spilt milk.
I wouldn't believe it. I'm lactose intolerant, and that makes me sad.
Sure.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. You know what's really unfortunate?
Is that we have to go. Thank you so much for listening to episode 5 of Goodnight Tales for Snacks.
If I was putting in the intro music there.
Good night tales for snacks. Good time tickles for lunch. Yeah. This episode was recorded and edited and musicked by Matthew Hildebrandt. Oh, and voices and stuff by me.
Donate to the MS bike thing.
Donate to MS, and also thanks Reagan for being in this.
Yeah, and we'll miss you, Matt.
Oh yes, and goodbye to me.
Goodbye to you. But don't worry, listeners, tolerators. He'll stay with us, and you can hear us in your sleep.
Bless you, keep you. Good night.
Can I have my milk now?
Oh, no, 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 no.
I can get you some.
I will... No.
Would you like some milk?
This is the part of the show where you... This is not okay. I will... You must cut this, or I will destroy you.
Milk.
Don't lick. You, like, stuck out your tongue, and then you, like,
milk.
Disgusting.